Hello and welcome to another episode of Inspiring Parents. And I am Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. And I was thinking about what do I want to share today? And, you know, now my Kidbits book is sitting around my house and I thought, okay, well, if I'm not sure, if nothing's just popping into my head, I'm going to share another Kidbit because they're the basis of, you know, sort of the tidbit information about how to find that way back to be the parent you really want to be. To find that place that we all know is there, but sometimes we can't tap into it. So today's Kidbit is, choose your battles. Is the current situation worth getting into an argument about? Does it really matter? If not, let it go. This is an excellent Kidbit to have when you're having that moment. I mean, Kidbits is all about, you know, the book itself is about just opening it up to a page and seeing what Kidbit you have that relates to what you're going through right now. So it's good if you have a moment with your child or anything. So you may find that this particular Kidbit today resonates with what you might be going through in life. So choose your battles. I talk about this a lot because, you know, parents, we have this belief that, you know, in order to be good parents, we have to control our kids. We have to sort of boss them around or, you know, make sure that we're telling them what to do and when to do it and all that, to a point where our kids stop listening to us. They roll their eyes or they don't take us seriously because we are trying to fight too many battles. We're trying to fix too many things. So when I say choose your battle, is the current situation worth getting into an argument about? Take a look at it. I mean, if it is something serious that's, you know, affects their safety or their health or anything like that, then naturally you go for it. You know whether something is a battle that's worth getting into and what's a waste of time. What is going to affect your relationship with your child? And how will it be affected? If you're choosing a battle that doesn't need to be fought, but you are feeling like you want to be bossy, you want to control them, and it could be because you've got a boss that's driving you crazy. Could be that your partner is doing some controlling with you, or you're feeling out of control anyway in your life. So what happens is we turn to a safe place where we can do the controlling instead. And that's not parenting from a parent position. That's parenting from a little child. So you've become the child in that situation, trying to be bossy with your child. The problem is you're either going to have two kids fighting or your child is going to have to step into the adult because you're not, and they're not equipped for that. So it's a matter of really being true and authentic with yourself. Does this battle really need to be fought, or are you just trying to be a controlling parent? Is this something you really want to get into? Is it going to raise your child's self-esteem, or is it going to lower it? Is it going to build your relationship with your child, or is it going to damage it? That's what I mean. Does it really matter? If not, let it go. And what's funny and challenging about that let it go part is that sometimes we think, yeah, but if we let it go, we're spoiling them, or they think they've gotten away with something, you know, they think they won. Now, having thoughts like that will also tell you that you're not being the adult. Because an adult or a parent in a correct parent's position is not looking to win or lose. They are the guardian of a wonderful being. And they are out for their safety, their security, and their growth. They are the protector of this child as they grow up and be an adult. So it's not about winning or losing, whether your child won this argument because you're not going to fight it. Think about it. Because the difference is going to affect your relationship and your child's self-esteem. And your self-esteem, because if you know that you're coming from a place that's not a powerful parenting place, then you are, deep down, you already know that, and it's affecting your self-esteem. You know you're not doing the right thing. You know you're not in the right place. And that lowers your self-esteem. Think about it in the moment. Choose the battles that need to be fought. And if it doesn't need to be fought, let them go. Don't bother. It's not worth it. It's not worth the damage to your self-esteem, your child's self-esteem, or the relationship you have with your child. I hope this has been helpful. This is Marilyn Forman with another Kid Bit. And I hope you have an absolutely fabulous day inspiring your child. Go out in the world and be the best you can be for yourself and for your child. And join me for anything you want at marilynforman.com.